to turn to Psalm 23. Very familiar passage of Scripture, maybe one of the most familiar that there is, especially to the unsaved world. Unfortunately, the unsaved world doesn't have a clue what these verses are speaking of. Many of God's people don't know like they should what is being spoken of. Verse 3, it says, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth, He being the shepherd. The Lord is the shepherd. Restoreth my soul. That means there are times when relationship with the Lord is not right. And He restoreth my soul. It's important that we always be aware when relationship isn't right. There's a very simple way to do that. And that is have a strong relationship with the Lord. And just like with any human being, if you have a strong relationship with them, if there's something askew, you know it. No one has to tell you. You know it. And if one has a close relationship with the Lord, they know. And they know immediately when something isn't right. He restoreth my soul. You see, what necessitates that is several influences, and we looked at those the last few weeks. I want to look at another thing that necessitates the restoration of soul is conditions that we can succumb to. And we can succumb to these conditions very quickly without warning. And that's why it's so important that we have a close relationship with the Lord. Because if we do, when we succumb to one of these conditions, again, we know it. And it gets taken care of. You let it go, and it's bad. But there, of course, the first condition that comes to mind, a term that is used very loosely, a term that most people have their own definition of, I mean, what qualifies, but that is the term backsliding. It's possible, not only possible, it will happen, that the child of God will at times succumb to a backslidden condition. In the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 7. And Jeremiah and Hosea deal with this condition perhaps more than any other two. They at least use the word more. Hosea 11, verse 7, God says, My people are bent to backsliding. And then there's a definition of it. From me. It is a departure from God. And He doesn't mention the degree of the departure, because the degree of the departure has nothing to do with the term backsliding. It is simply a departure from me. It can be in our thoughts, it can be in our emotions, it can be in our attitudes, it can be in our actions. My people are backsliding, are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them, that would be the prophets, to the Most High, none at all would exalt Him. So these words teach that we have a tendency And it's because of the influence of flesh, we have a tendency in us, goes with us everywhere we go. We have a tendency, we have a predisposition, we have a propensity to move away from God. That necessitates, He restoreth my soul. Backsliding is a very real condition. Sadly, it is a condition that most of God's people are in. They don't know it because they have their own definition. If I do this, then I'm backslidden. If I do this, and another person says, well, it's not that. If I do this, I'm backslidden. So people come up with their own definitions. And you'll notice in their definitions, whatever they are, they usually don't fall in their own definition. So they're not backslidden in their mind. But backsliding is real. And it is very, very prevalent. Most people think, well, as long as I'm going to church, I'm not backslidden. That's not true at all. You could serve the Lord for your whole life and be backslidden the whole time. My people are bent to backsliding. Notice in Jeremiah, of course, is ministering to the southern kingdom, about to warning them concerning their sins, the captivity that was soon to come. In Jeremiah 3, verse 6, the Lord said also unto me, that would be Jeremiah, in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? Jeremiah, have you observed what backsliding Israel hath done? And he goes on, she has gone up upon every high mountain and every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. Jeremiah speaks much about spiritual harlotry, spiritual adultery. May I say, spiritual adultery is even worse than physical, though most don't think of it that way. In verse 8, and I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery. He's talking spiritually here. I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. Her treacherous sister Judah feared not. So backslidden condition involves faultlessness concerning God. Verse 11, and the Lord said unto me, backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Backslidden condition, person in that condition, they're experts at justifying themselves. They can either justify why they do what they do. They can justify the reason I do this is because so-and-so did such-and-such, and they go all the way back to their childhood if you listen to them long enough. They're very good at justifying themselves. Verse 12, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel. There's good news. The backslider can return. And that's what Psalm 23 talks about. He restoreth my soul. May I say that we do not return unless the soul is restored. You can go through appearances of return, but unless the soul is restored, you haven't done a thing. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. Return. So God is angry with the backslidden. For I am merciful. That's why he restoreth my soul, saith the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. He says, I'll turn my anger away from you, but don't be deceived. I won't keep my anger forever. That is, there's a point when judgment's going to fall. And the truth is, you don't know when that is. Only God knows. Verse 14, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. For I am married unto you, this is God's relationship with Israel. And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Verse 22. In verse 21, we see Israel perverted their way. It means they altered their way, corrupted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. And again, he refers to them in verse 22 as backsliding children. Return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Plural, not singular. A backslidden condition has a way of multiplying. It may begin in one specific area, but it has the ability to multiply into a variety of areas. I will heal your backslidings. Chapter 8, verse 5. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back? There again, you have the definition is right in the word, backslidden, slidden back. It's going backwards. You never go forwards, being in this condition. Slidden back, and notice, by a perpetual. It keeps going. Unless the Lord intervenes, it keeps going. And there have been there are people who've been in this condition to one degree or another their whole saved life. By a perpetual backsliding, they hold fast deceit and refuse to return. Their flesh lies to them, the devil lies to them, the world lies to them. They hold on to that deceit. They hold on to that lie. Oh, you're okay. You're okay. You're no different than anyone else. Well, you know, there's not a whole lot of comfort there. Hold fast deceit, and therefore they refuse to return. Jeremiah 31, verse 22. Again, this is the condition that we can get in. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? The Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. But the question there is asked, how long? Well, it can go on for a long, long, long time because of the tendencies and the traits of this condition. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 4. Wherefore gloriest thou in the valleys, thy flowing valley? Okay, so that's speaking of material blessings, fruit. What? They gloried in these things. O backsliding daughter, that trusted in her treasures, the treasures of the valley and the flowing valley, saying, who shall come unto me? That is, Jeremiah had been warning of judgment. They were going to go into captivity, and their attitude is, I have all this stuff. Everything's working well for me. I have nothing to worry about. What are you talking about, Jeremiah? Why are you talking about judgment? I don't fear judgment. I'm not doing anything wrong. But they were in a backslidden state. Book of Hosea, chapter 4. Hosea, chapter 4. And verse 16. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. That pictures something out of control. Sliding backwards, I mean the very word sliding backwards is a picture of a loss of control. A loss of control as they go further and further from God. Hosea 14, verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. So each of these verses speak of this condition, a condition of backsliding. So what is backsliding? It's a spiritual reduction. It's a spiritual reduction. We have spiritual reduction in our life. That is a degree of backsliding. You can continue to go through the motions. Doesn't change the spiritual reduction. One spiritual reduction will lead to two and three and four. It's perpetual. It's a spiritual downswing, a spiritual relapse, a spiritual relapse. It's a turn for the worse, maybe not outwardly yet, but in attitude and spirit. It's a turn for the worse. Well, Brother Dan, you certainly understand what happened to me. You certainly understand I had this in my life, this, this, this. What do? They justify themselves. And therefore, the relapse just continues. And pretty soon, it's not confined to one area. It's confined to, it moves on to several other areas. It's a spiritual reverting. It's reverting spiritually. It's a decline in our spiritual condition. Again, the very word, it's going backwards spiritually. It's losing spiritual ground. It's losing spiritual ground. You say, well, I've got these 10 areas, and I'm advancing in 9 of them, so that's pretty good. But what we need to realize that we went backwards in 1 will eventually affect the other 9. You can't justify it. So it's a terrible, terrible condition. It's going in the, you're backsliding from God. You're sliding backwards from God. What that means is you're going in the opposite direction of God. Whether it's just in one area of your life, you have to understand the nature of backsliding. It's not going to stay in one area of your life. It's going in the wrong direction spiritually. So because, and we'll look more at the nature of this, but because we're all prone to succumb to a condition of backsliding, restoration is needful. The people sit in. I preached a message once at a revival meeting that disturbed quite a few people. The backslidden faithful. The backslidden faithful. And what I mean by that is people who, they're always there. You can depend on them to do just about anything. But if you really begin to examine, if people would really begin to examine their hearts, yes, they've continued on, but they're backslidden. Preached word doesn't affect them like it once did. A bitterness. I mean, you could go on and on. It's not my point to preach that message. My point is that we can be in a backslidden condition and not even know it. And that's why it's so important to make personal examination every day. That's why it's so important to have such a close relationship with God, because as soon as we get out of sorts in one area, we know it. And if our relationship with the Lord is close, we can't stand the thought of being separated, even if it's in one area, from the Lord. So this condition necessitates restoration. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, that you're so gracious and so merciful to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, that you do restore our soul. We thank you, Lord, for the innumerable times in our lives that you have restored our soul. And we thank you, Lord, for the innumerable times which you will yet restore our soul. We pray now as we worship you that you would help us, Lord, to give you all the honor and all the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.